Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Sean Merriman. He a Terp, he an NFL All-Pro, and he's the founder of Lights Out. Got a big, big one this weekend, I believe. Are you in Long Beach this weekend, Sean? What's going on, dude?
We are. We got a big one this weekend in Long Beach. Lights Out Extreme Fighting 27. You know, we got the next up and coming superstars of MMA, man. So we're on the rise. People, if you can't make it there, make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV. We got a lot of free live sports there, but it will be live at 5:30 Pacific on Lights Out Sports TV, available on all platforms, man. So if you guys got any smart TV, iOS, Android out there, you can catch us live.
All right, awesome. Now, I'm also checking out your Twitter account right now. You can follow Sean at Sean Merriman, S-H-A-W-N-E, Merriman, M-E-R-R-I-M-A-N. Khalil Mack went to the IR for the Chargers. Looks like you're getting some reps in. You staging a comeback?
Yeah, I told him, since we got a fight in Long Beach, I'll already be in town, so I'll be right at the street if they need me to come get 10 or 15 plays, man. But you know, obviously, I still train quite a bit and work out with a lot of MMA guys. I feel great. But no, just all jokes aside, it was, you know, I was at the game and I saw Khalil's injury. I was surprised, man. I mean, he got fortunate because that's a season ender. I saw his elbow go almost the opposite direction, man. So he got lucky.
Well, he has since been put on IR, so he's going to miss at least four games. But they are saying it shouldn't be the season. Certainly, something to keep an eye on there. Dude, I'd like to start talking about Washington, and eventually we'll zoom out and talk the whole league. But the Commanders last week go to Green Bay and just get smoked. You know, the final score wasn't as bad as maybe it looked, I would say. And I think one of the biggest parts of it was Micah Parsons. Parsons was dominant in that game, really, really gave the business to Commanders rookie right tackle Josh Connerly. What have you thought of Parsons, and what did you think of Washington's plan to stop him last week?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I think we already know what Micah can do, and I think that's why the Cowboy fans were upset of him going. You know, I'm not surprised at all of how dominant he's been. He's been dominant on teams that wasn't that good when he was with the Cowboys, right? So if now he got a team that can, you know, is going out there scoring points, they can move the football, that's given him the ability to just pin his ears back and go and wreak havoc. I mean, also, too, Green Bay is moving him all around the place. I mean, they're lining him up on both sides and down the middle and lined up in A-gaps, blitzing around the other side. And that's what Micah Parsons has always was really good at doing, and the Cowboys just didn't put him in the position to win and make plays. You know, as far as the Commanders, man, it's the NFL. Some games you're just going to, you know, not look as good as the other team. I think Green Bay is one of the better, I'd say, top six teams in the NFL right now. And the Commanders, along with some injuries that they had, I just actually finished talking to my boy Austin Eckler, checking on him. I think he just got his surgery in the process of doing it. But we were talking on the phone the other night, wishing him all the best in the world to come back healthy. But they got a bunch of injuries, and that's what, you know, kind of the game came down to.
When you're going up against a rookie tackle, are you licking your chops?
Oh, man. You know, look, unless you get a guy that's, you know, like coming out of the draft, he's top 10, like a Joe Alt, right? You're not going to – you'll have some success against them just because they're not used to the speed. But those guys are an anomaly. They're coming out NFL ready, and they can go right away. But if you have some of them that's getting in there, thrown in the fire, who's looking across at a Sean Merriman or Micah Parsons or any guy that they know is explosive, they are shivering. You know, they're not going to show up, but they are shivering because they watched you on TV, right, when they were in college, and some of them sometime in high school, and they're like, man, I'm going against such and such, right? So that goes through their head also during the game.
When you're playing a team, too, that has new guys brought in on the offensive line, they're kind of shuffling around as well, do you throw different looks at them early in the season as they're still trying to build that chemistry?
Yeah, because, you know, the offensive line is all about communication, starting with the center. And, you know, if a guy is new and he's thrown in the fire and there's a bunch of moving and shifting around and blitzing and, you know, you stick Micah Parsons up in a B-gap and now your fan protection or slide protection that way, he steps out and come around the opposite side of the edge, now your responsibilities change as a tackle. And so you have to think on the fly. And you know what? Guess what? That safety might be coming now. And so you have to understand these schemes and be able to communicate up there on the line of scrimmage. And most, not all, but most guys, especially when you're young, thrown in that situation, are not ready to handle that yet.
Talking with our friend Sean Merriman here on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Sean played a long time at a really high level in the NFL. 12th overall pick in the 2005 draft from Maryland to the Chargers. Sean, I'd like to spin it forward for Washington. We're talking about Connerly, the rookie right tackle, right? The first week you get that Giants D-line, which has a lot of dogs on it. Last week, Parsons kind of took his lunch money. This week, he gets Max Crosby. What would you say, like, watching their games, knowing their games, is kind of the differences between Crosby and Parsons? Because they're both elite, but they are kind of different pass rushers.
So Max Crosby have a sack summit every year in Las Vegas with Von Miller and Cam Jordan, and they had me out there this year working with a lot of the young guys. And, you know, you see Max Crosby on the field and how dominant he is. He's all over the place. But there is kind of a method to his madness and how he sets up these pass rushers. That young fella going to have a long, long day. If you don't help him off the edge, you know, keep a tight end to hit Max on the way out, running back chip on the edge. But even then, Max Crosby is so dominant. He had some big plays against the Chargers where he was double teamed. He slit, kind of, you know, split the seams, got back there, had a couple big TFLs in the backfield. He's just a disruptor. Even if he's not the one actually making the play, he's so disruptive. And I think he's going to be the same with this game. So they have to help him out. I hope the Commanders drop the pride and drop the ego, whatever it is, and just say, hey, you know, this guy, he's going to need some help with Max Crosby, period. And that's just the way it is. But I had a great time out there with Von Miller. Von is still going at a high level this offseason and all the guys. But he's going to need some help with Max Crosby this week.
For sure. And then what about the quarterback situation here in D.C.? Jaden's dealing with his knee sprain, hasn't practiced yet this week. It might be Mariota. It might be Jaden. What do you think about a young player like Jaden maybe trying to play through the pain this week?
Well, you know, you got the famous saying, are you hurt or you're injured, right? And this is where I wish organizations are a little bit more smarter about that. Jaden Daniels is your guy for the next 5-plus years minimum, right? He's your guy. And you have to sometimes take the ability away from the player because we mentally, we're just warriors. We want to go out there, and we could be walking around in the boot, walking around on crutches all week, and somehow go out there with the fans and the crowd in a pregame warm-up and play. It is the most miraculous thing that most people never see. But it happens all the time. So I wish the trainers the coaching staff, everybody else, say, look, we understand you're not 100%. If you're 60%, sit down. Right? We need you for the long term. We don't want to do anything to damage, you know, you for our future. And I hope that if he's not capable of being effective, that somebody go and take his helmet and say, hey, young fella, just sit down. You know, take this week or two off. Let's get you back healthy again because we're going to need you here for the next 5+ years.
Is it something with that if the quarterback's banged up, he's going to miss time or potentially miss time, or as a defensive leader, you step up in the leader room, or, you know, in the meeting room, or the defensive coordinator coach says something to the effect of, hey, we're going to have more on our plate this week and we're going to try to win this one for our team and to make it so that the quarterback doesn't have to do a whole lot?
Yeah. I mean, and if Jaden doesn't play, as a defensive player and the defensive coach, that is a conversation that goes on in the room. Hey, guys, we're going to have to step it up this week. We're going to have to keep this team, you know, under 21 or 24 points in order to win the game. You know, we're going to have to get some field goals. We're going to have to get some turnovers. You have to take that responsibility on the defense side of the football because your guy on the offensive side, your quarterback, is not there. So if they have the leaders, which they do have the leaders on the defense side of the ball, that needs to be the mentality this week. Whether Jaden Daniels go or not, we got to go out there and do our part to put them in the best position to win, because even if he does play, he may not be effective enough for us to win the game.
Talking with Sean Merriman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sean, let's zoom out from the Commanders matchup this weekend. Your Chargers look really good.
Very good.
What do you think watching them through two games? Herbert looks dialed. That defense looks good. Like, what is the ceiling for that team?
Well, look, I've been saying that, and sometimes when I give them any kind of credibility, I come across as biased. But I'm so far from being biased because I have to talk about all teams. But I've been saying this the whole entire offseason. I spent some time at practice during the offseason with the Chargers, and I'm down on the sideline on the practice field. I'm texting on my phone, and I just feel a bunch of big guys' presence right on my right shoulder, and I turn over, I look. And it's the offensive line is walking by me. And I'm looking up. Mind you, I'm almost 6'5 myself, and I'm looking up. This is a big, strong, physical team that was built tough from the GM all the way down to the head coach and down to the coaching staff. This is not the Chargers that we've seen some years before. This is a team that wants to go out there, pound the football, play great defense, hit you in the mouth. And guess what? We got the quarterback with the biggest arm in the National Football League, and we don't have to use him to beat you anymore, right? None of those big 60, 70-yard bombs down the field while he's getting hit. They don't need him to play that sort of game anymore. They need to go out here and be selective with his passing and win games when he needs to. That is a scary team to play because Justin Herbert could go out there and take over a game. He could go out there and win games for you, but they don't need him to. Not the way that team is built right now. And if you look at Jim Harbaugh's past and what he's done in his every program, every organization he's been at, what has he done? Year 2 through 4, that's where he starts to slam on the gas, and that's where they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so impressive to see their first couple of games. Herbert's been really, really good, and they really haven't gotten the run game going yet. How do they get that run game going?
Well, you know, this is the thing about the run game. The run game hasn't been going because people know how well they can run the ball, so they kind of stacking that line of scrimmage, bringing extra guys up. Well, guess what's happening? Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, they're finding seams. They're finding holes in the defense, and they're making people pay. So at some point in time, the teams that are playing them against the run are going to have to use that extra guy to drop down in the seam, cover Keenan Allen, make sure that he can, you know, not get open. And now the running game is going to get going. So that this is a scary, balanced team. And you know, you much rather play a team that are only really good at passing or only really good at running. When they're balanced as a defensive player, you don't know. You have no idea what they're going to come out and hurt you with this game because they can hurt you at both.
You know, Sean, as a Omarion Hampton fantasy owner, I wouldn't mind if you could let Jim know to get the young guy working.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I'll see them on Sunday, and I'll be down there talking to them. So I'll give them a heads up to go ahead and get our boy, get them going. So I'll let them know.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Another one of your former teams, the Bills, have been super impressive. They played a night, Thursday night football. I mean, they kind of should smash the Bills. What do you think, the Dolphins rather, what do you think of the Bills so far?
They, you know, when you're a team like they've been over the last couple of years, every really, really good team has a 3 or 4 year window to win one Super Bowl, to win one. And I go back at the teams that I played for. You know, we had 2006 to 2010. That was our window. Legion of Boom had their 3-4 years of winning. I think that the Bills, they're right up on that mark where they have this year and maybe one more year, because what happens after those 3 or 4 year runs when you're really good, head coaches go, you know, coordinators go, players go, front office goes. And so we're seeing that with the Lions. Right, I mean, that the Lions don't look like the same team as they once were because their offensive defensive coordinator are gone. That's not a knock on, you know, Dan Campbell at all, but it's just the nature of the beast with the game that people go when you're really, really good. And so I think that that's what the Bills are. So they got this year and I believe one more year to get over that hump. But right now, man, they're clicking on all cylinders.
Seeing the Kansas City Chiefs now 0-2 is still odd to see that in the standings, and they've been relatively unimpressive, but you can't ever count them out. What do you make of KC? Do you think they come back? Do you think they can still find a way to win the AFC West? And get, obviously, if they get in with Patrick Mahomes, they're going to have a chance against anybody, but what do you make of the Chiefs?
It's the same thing I've always thought, and I've experienced it myself. You can only be dominant in the division for so long. And I'm not saying good. I mean dominant. Because other teams got better. And I know the Chargers just beat the Raiders, but the Raiders are a better team than they were last year. The Broncos are a better team than they were last year, right? And so what happens is these other teams in the division just get better over time, and that's what we're seeing with KC. KC's still a really good team. They're just not dominant. And, you know, last year they scraped by. You know, they probably won seven, eight games that they shouldn't have won. You know, whether it was a botched snap or a missed field goal or a made field goal, I mean, there are some games that KC last year scraped by. And so now they're kind of reaping other teams just getting better around them. And it happens to every single team and a dominant team in every division.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, Sean, is, you know, when you came into the league, Marty Schottenheimer was your coach, and you were on – those are some really good Chargers teams. Is it cool for you to see his son now coaching in Dallas?
Yeah, because I got the opportunity to see him as a younger guy, you know, coming in and kind of you know, trying to find his way, right? When you're a young coach, you're energetic, you're trying to figure out your coaching style, right? You got a father that goes down to one of the best coaches of all time, in my opinion. And so you'll take a little bit of that from him, but just seeing him now, it just brings back some great old memories of just seeing him as a younger coach, man, just energetic and just leading the charge. And now he's in a position where he is the leader. And that's really, really awesome to see, to be honest.
That is cool. Lastly, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. 3-0 Terps heading to Wisconsin. Big Ten play opens. I mean, we've seen the Terps get off to good starts, and then they get into Big Ten play, and it's a struggle. How you feeling about the Turtles?
Yeah, I mean, look, Malik Washington, man. I try to stay away from this day and age where everybody, you know, somebody gets off to the start and they're just jumping up and down, and he's going to be the greatest thing. But I think that Coach Locksley did a great job by putting him in a fire now, because he's going to be the guy for the next 3-4 years, right? He's going to be your guy, and he's going to struggle a bit. And I know he's looked great these last couple games, but he's going to struggle against better talent. But you want him to, you actually need him to for the longevity of the team's success. You need him to, and just like anything else. Let's see what they got against Wisconsin. They go out there and they look good. They get a win against Wisconsin. People are going to start to look at them different, like they're a real threat. But you got to go out and win the games that count. But this is a different team, man. You see that they're clicking on all cylinders. I don't think they've had a quarterback in this position that's as capable as Malik Washington in some time. And he's just getting started. And I'm looking at this game. There's so much he has to learn, but you see it. Right, you see those traits of him being able to be great one day. And so it's going to be fun to watch him over these next few years.
Yeah, for sure. I got to meet him. I was the MC at the Annapolis Touchdown Club dinner, and Malik was the player of the year. And I got to meet him. And just as like the young man, I was super impressed. And the size he has is like textbook NFL size.
Yeah.
He seems to be the real deal. As are you, Sean. Everybody check out Lights Out this Saturday night. Check it out at lightsoutxf.com on Smart TV, whatever you got. Sean, I hope the fights go great. I hope it's a packed crowd and you enjoy yourself Saturday night, man.
You got it, fellas. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, as always, for the time, man. Sean Merriman, one of the great pass rushers in NFL history, one of the great pass rushers in University of Maryland history, DMV native, all-around good guy. That's Sean Merriman. Join us. Always appreciate his insight. When we return, taking a trip to Vegas to figure out exactly what the Raiders got, JT the Brick gives us a Raiders preview.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.